In Seattle, we're getting reaction to early results in the 7 of the 9 city council races. In the election, Councilmember Lorena Gonzalez told KNKX this morning that it's too early to tell if Amazon's donations made an impact in the races, but the early results strongly reflect the values of voters.
They believe in their voice as voters, and that that is more valuable than having their votes purchased by the highest bidder in these elections.
Gonzalez says she looks forward to working with the new council members on homelessness, housing affordability, and gentrification. Early results place Egan Orion ahead of incumbent Kshama Sawant on the council, 54-46%. Alex Peterson leads by 16 percentage points in northeast Seattle. In the southeast, Tammy Morales leads by 12 points. Just over 200 votes separate Jim Pugel and Andrew Lewis in the west central part of the city. And Dan Strauss leads in northwest Seattle by about 1,100 votes. Incumbents Lisa Herbold and Deborah Juarez are currently leading in west and north Seattle, respectively. Voters in King County have approved a levy that will fund emergency medical services. As of now, the Medic One levy has nearly 80% support. It replaces an expiring levy. It will last 5 years and cost the owner of a $500,000 home about $133 a year. King County's Medic One system provides emergency medical services to more than 2 million people every year. It has been supported by a property tax levy since its founding in 1979.